Guy Tridgell's on a phone line, and Guy, let me make sure I get the title right, is the Director of Communications for IDOT. Guy, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN Radio today. How are you?
Good morning.
Is it? How has it been? How were you guys last night? How are you doing this morning, Guy?
Well, we've been very active. We were out well in advance of the storm, certainly out over during the overnight hours this morning, and then likely well into tonight and tomorrow, cleaning things up.
What's the area that you encompass? So if you're IDOT, are you all the whole state, or are you speaking just about the Chicagoland area? Did the storm hit like this in Peoria, for instance, or Bloomington?
This was a storm that pretty much hit the entire state. Obviously, some of the snowfall totals were different in various parts of the state. Chicago region, southern Illinois, and east of 57 seemed to have the highest snowfall totals. Up and down 55 throughout the state, though. We were expecting 5 to 8 inches yesterday. It looks like we fell right into that. Mm-hmm. This was a major winter storm that impacted the entire state.
55 and 57 are especially problematic because there's long stretches through nothing there, and they're north-south roads with the wind blowing east and west usually. How are those two highways, 55 and 57, right now?
They're still snow covered. I mean, we have snow covered roads throughout the state. 55 and 57, things are gradually improving here, as expected. With the sun out, the pavement temperatures are starting to warm. Looking at the traffic cameras, some black is starting to peak out, which is always a good sign. What has made this storm a challenge is the snow is extremely light and fluffy. And as you alluded to, very prone to drifting, especially in some of the outlying areas. So we did have some winds that looked like, we passed roads, and then 20 minutes later, it looked like it had been unplowed. That certainly has been a challenge. Also, overnight, certainly, with the temperatures being as low as they are, salt and the other material we put down to treat snow and ice just is not that effective. So this was a challenging storm on several fronts.
Yeah, what's the temperature after which your stuff doesn't work? I mean, salt will melt the ice and snow, but not after a certain point?
Optimal temperature is around 20 degrees. It will melt snow. It's just not as effective. We'll still apply it. It does act as a grit for traffic.
Right.
It's also, as tires hit it, it sort of pounds it down and makes it into more of a brine that melts the snow and ice. It's just not as effective. So it takes, several more treatments, several more applications than it would if it was warmer out.
Well, I'm in Chicago. If I was going to Bloomington on 55, I'd go past Pontiac and all of that. Do you have two lanes going mm-hmm. in each direction all the way down through the Twin Cities and on to St. Louis?
Well, it looks like right now roads we certainly had a lot of snow in the Chicago area, so you're still seeing highly snow covered roads closer to the city. As you get a little farther west, things are improving. It looks like we have partly covered roads on 55 and 57. There are going to be spots where it'll be tough to see the lane lines, so if you are traveling anywhere, just be prepared. It's going to be slow. You need to build a lot of extra time into your schedule and slow down. I'll also add that there are hundreds of plows out on the roads today, not just state plows, not just IDOT plows, but your local community, county. The conditions in back of them are going to be a lot better than they are in front of them. So if you do see plows out there, please don't try and pass them. Just be patient. Give them room to do their jobs.
Yeah, 57 probably a little worse than 55. As you go further west in the state, you said it's actually a little bit better, but you can get through.
Correct.
It's not like they're impassable, so I don't know how fast people are going on 55 or 57. Maybe someone will call me and tell me what the traffic is like, because a lot of us are usually plodding along at 30, 40 miles an hour, and here comes a car with bald tires and a coat hanger for an antenna right by you, and you just don't know what's going on in those people's minds. They seem to get through, but I'm glad to hear that at least the roads are passable.
Yes, they are. They are, but it's going to be slow. I mean, if you're out be prepared that it's going to be slow travel and it's going to take you some time to get to where you need to go.
Okay, Guy, best to everybody that's driving those big trucks. Guy Trigil is the Director of Communications for IDOT. Thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.